friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie!
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore Brazil. Brazil is part of the Latin American countries, is the largest country in South America, and the fifth largest nation in the world. The capital is Brasilia.
Brazil is shaped like a big triangle and is on the east side of South America. We will have plenty of chances to go to the beach because it has a 4,500-mile-long coastline right along the Atlantic Ocean. Also, Brazil has a tropical climate, so it will be very warm, too.
Yes, it will. Besides a long coastline, Brazil touches every South American country, except Chile and Ecuador. Perhaps we will explore some of its deep forests, including the Amazon, the world's largest jungle, to the north. The Amazon rainforest is the largest rainforest in the world. About 60% of the world's rainforests are located here in Brazil.
That's where the Amazon River is. The river is 4,000 miles long and the world's second longest river. The river is also in Peru, Colombia, and then finally it goes through Brazil before it goes into the Atlantic Ocean. I bet there are lots of animals here, like jaguars, one of South America's biggest cats.
And the third largest cat in the world. The jaguar is Brazil's national animal.
Since the jaguar is a cat, I know lots of facts. They are absolutely gorgeous with tan or orange fur and have rose-shaped spots on them. They're called rosettes. That is so cool. Sometimes it's hard to see the rose spots on some jaguars because they're so dark and you can't see them. Don't you think I would look absolutely perfect with rosette spots on me, Gracie?
You would, but since you're gray, I think it would be hard to see them. And I think you're perfect, just the way you are.
Thanks, Gracie. You're always so sweet. Time for more info. Although this fact, I just don't understand. Jaguars like water. And like most cats, are good swimmers. I personally do not like to get my beautiful fur wet. But jaguars do find lots of food in the rivers, like fish or caimans, which look a lot like small alligators. They also enjoy eating larger animals like deer. Sometimes they jump down from tall trees to surprise their lunch.
Excellent facts. You are an expert on the cat family. The jaguar is only one of the truly amazing animals found here. Brazil has the greatest variety of animals in the world. Jasmine, are you ready to look for 600 different types of mammals, 1,500 kinds of fish, and 100,000 kinds of different insects? Most of these amazing creatures are found in the Amazon rainforest.
Oh my, Gracie! 100,000 kinds of bugs! I better get a notebook to keep track of all of them.
Well, you can get a notebook in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil's second biggest city and our first stop. Many people enjoy the beautiful beaches and the celebration of Carnival that's held here in the city. The Carnival festival lasts for 4 days, right before the Christian season of Lent. Noisy parades and parties last all day and night. People in colorful costumes sing and dance in the streets.
Sounds like my kind of party. Rio de Janeiro is also called just Rio for short. Wow, Gracie, do you see that really tall statue up on top of that mountain?
Yes, Jasmine, that large statue on Mount Corcovado is of Jesus and is called Christ the Redeemer. Christ the Redeemer is 98 feet tall, and his outstretched arms are 92 feet wide. It's made of reinforced concrete and decorated with thousands of triangular soapstone tiles.
We must see it! We can take a train up through the Atlantic Forest, the largest rainforest that's close to any city. But let's hike up through it instead. Ooh, I love being surrounded by a real rainforest. Look at those funny monkeys in the trees. I think they're waving at us. Hello? Are we going the right way, guys?
What an amazing view of Rio from up here. Spectacular.
Oh, Gracie, this statue is colossal. It's so tall that sometimes it's even higher than airplanes flying around. I like how Jesus is looking out over the city and everyone who lives here. It's like he's protecting everything.
It certainly does. How about another view of Rio from Sugarloaf Mountain?
Oh, I'm kind of tired. Are we going to walk up again?
Not this time, Jasmine. Instead, we have to take a 2-cable car ride to the top.
Great idea! Wow! We can see all of Rio from here, too. Over there, I see beaches and mountains and forests. We're really up high.
We most certainly are. Way over there in the distance is the Christ the Redeemer statue. Ready to head down?
I am. I'm very thirsty.
Me too. A popular drink here is coconut water. You get it right from a young green coconut. Let's stop at this stand right here and get one.
Gracie, the man just whacked off the top of the coconut with a machete knife. Then he stuck the straw right in the coconut. We get to drink out of a coconut. What fun. It tastes so refreshing.
I agree. Watch out for those boys playing soccer in the street. Soccer is very popular and is the national sport here. One of the most famous players in the world, Pelé, was from Brazil.
I have heard about him. Pelé was known for running super fast. He also had great balance, cool jumping, and ball-controlling moves, and scored lots of goals. Pelé played in 1,363 games and scored 1,281 goals.
Pelé was famous and loved by many people all around the world. We can't leave Rio without mentioning two of its famous beaches. The first one is Ipanema, which was made famous by the song from the 1960s called The Girl from Ipanema.
That's right. And the other one is the Copacabana Beach, which is often called the world's most famous beach. Isn't the boardwalk by the beach cool? Instead of wooden boards, like the boardwalks on our beaches back home, this is a fun black and white wavy mosaic pattern that's made from marble.
Yes, it is striking. But these beaches are so crowded, I don't think we can find a place for our towels. Perhaps we should continue exploring another part of Brazil. I suggest we go to the Serra da Capivara National Park. We can see some of the oldest art in the Americas.
I'm ready, Gracie. Wait, where are the art museums? All I see here are mountains and cliffs.
Jasmine, we're going to see prehistoric cave paintings on the walls of the cliffs. Ancient people lived here in the over 500 caves that are in these mountains.
Ooh, look at the pretty colors they use.
The artists got those different colors by using different colors of clay and iron oxides. The first paintings were done about 60,000 years ago.
Jinkies! They look amazing for being so old. I see hunters throwing spears and chasing animals. But you know what? It almost looks like little kids drew them, not grown-ups. The paintings of the people and animals look like cartoon characters. How come?
I don't think the prehistoric people had all the art supplies that we have now. I'm sure it's much easier to draw on paper with markers than on a cave wall with clay.
I never thought of that. Then these are amazing drawings.
They are. But now I believe it's time to go.
Gracie, we didn't go to the Amazon rainforest yet.
No, we didn't. I think we'll be devoting a whole episode to the Amazon after we visit some more countries.
Okay, I guess. We can tell jaguar jokes for the gorgeous jaguars. Here's mine. Why did the jaguar bring a pillow to the jungle?
To finish making his bed?
Good guess. But the answer is, in case it wanted to take a cat nap. Your turn.
What's a jaguar's favorite instrument?
I know, the percussion. I bet they're great on the drums. My favorite place was seeing the Christ the Redeemer statue. It was enormous, and I liked the way it looked like Jesus was watching over us. How about you, Gracie?
I liked walking on the boardwalk with its wavy design at Copacabana Beach. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And come back next time for Argentina. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.